I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
TMS is brought to you daily, by and large, by the support of patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Katrina Dios, Kurt Reichman, and Brian Bunce. Coming up on TMS, Championship!
Yucky in the back.
Don't stab back.
Damned dirty ibbit.
Safely pull over, then stab them.
Skeptical about septic tanks.
Stranger Things with a laugh track.
Somebody missed the scarlet letter.
Loop your pants and find a better quote.
Will nobody frighten the kids?
Authenticated wood chipper.
Help me, Jesus!
My name's dumb. Let's stop being basketball.
Poke a Monopoly Go.
Throw up in a bush.
Naming things with Travis and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Personally, I've never seen such a heap of horseshit in my life, but people seem to be really excited about the concept of wearing snorkeling gear on their couch and playing Tetris with their eyeballs.
You say you don't know where the macho man is coming from?
Whoops. That's the wrong intro. Hold on. Why is it doing that? Hold on. Sorry, everybody. That didn't work. Oh, I replaced Brian's thing. Frick.
Oh, no.
It'll take 2 seconds. Hold on a second. Here we go. All right. We'll do this right here.
Do the bees know they make honey for you?
This is the Morning Stream.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. It is the Morning Stream for Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hello. Hey, man. We were just talking about the phenomenon that is Pokemon Go. Monopoly Go.
The other Go. Monopoly Go.
Yeah. Everybody's got Go at the end of their crap now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But it's the dumbest time waster that I can't stop playing.
It really is. Yeah.
So dumb.
Is there any strategy to it? I mean, I guess you could say, yeah, you know, it's, you know, choosing when you decide to smash people's buildings, go after the same person or go after somebody else, or
it's like Bobby said yesterday, he doesn't think he'd even play it if it didn't have at least that factor, right? You have to have something.
You know, otherwise it's a choice to make. Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise it just plays itself and asks you for money. That's the deal. Like the minute it gives you the ability to hard press or long press that button and have it just go.
Yeah.
Then there's no game until
there's
you
no
go
game.
Kill somebody.
It's just basically like, okay, now choose the dollar bills you want for the bank heist. Okay, now which building do you want to smash?
Yeah, it's pretty dumb, but we're playing it, and that must mean it's okay. It must be all right.
You know, we only get one coffee golf a day, so you know, we'll fill the rest of our time with Framed and
guess the game and all that. Yeah, funny. We got this like little routine now every day. There's a ton of people on our Discord that do these three things in a row.
Yep.
And then they do, when they're not doing those three things, they got their Pokemon Go smash up deal going. Or I keep saying Pokemon. Monopoly Go. Yeah. Oh, why you got to put Go on there? Frick. It's going to just foul me up forever. Anyway. Hey, you know, I had that water problem. Yeah. That was the whole thing.
Oh, yes.
Feels like a million years ago, but it was really a month ago. And it could have been worse, I guess, according to the following caller. So we're going to play a little call here early in the show, and he's going to explain why.
Scott, this is Tyler from Michigan. I was just calling because I was listening to your woes about your plumbing issues out in the yard this last week. And it reminded me of this last year when I got a quote to get my house I built. hooked up to the water main. The first quote I got was $118,000 to hook up water. After I pooped my pants, I found a better quote. But it sounds like your deal wasn't too bad, and it sounds like your plumber is pretty good, and they took care of you. So that's something to think about, and I hope you have a nice day.
All right. So let me didn't say, but I want to ask him what was the quote he ended up taking. Was it significantly better than that? Because that sounds terrible.
That sounds terrible. And it's, I guess you got to think about that, right? You're like building a new property, get a new house. You have to pay to run a water line from the water that is passing in front of your house to your house.
Well, my brother-in-law, Steve, who's here this week for work stuff, their place they're building, they're doing the same thing in Mississippi. They're building a brand new house and they're doing it out in the sticks where there's no real infrastructure yet. And he found out to get water to their front thing, to just get it there so he could then plumb the rest of it. Yeah. Only $350 is all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on in Mississippi.
That's barely the cost of the PVC pipe to run it.
I agree. I was blown away by that because that's way, way more here or anywhere, I imagine, as far as I know.
You know what? Well, it's not like you have a choice. Not like you can say, well, I'm thinking I might go with the city water or I might go with this privately owned water delivery service.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, I was thinking it would be like, you know, right, sell the razor for cheap, but sell the blades, you know, super expensive. Like, all right, yep, we'll run the water. We'll run the pipe for you really cheap, but.
Oh, you describe
my. We'll make it back up on the when we sell you water.
It's like my least favorite business model of all time.
Yeah,
sell the razor cheap or sell the handle cheap, and then go crazy with the razors. Hate that
exactly. Yeah,
but anyway, he's going to take care of that and do all that. And then I found out that they don't have. I guess they don't have any plumbing sewage systems, so they got to do the whole septic tank deal.
Okay.
So they got to have one of those big freaking Tylenol shaped monstrosities out in the yard that treats all your poopy.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know who comes and gets that. I don't know if some of that stuff, I know some of it gets converted into water you can use.
Compost or something, gray water.
Yeah, gray water, that sort of thing. So I think some of that's pretty self-sufficient, but it gives me a real anxiety pinch.
I see those in the farmland when we go and visit my grandmother out in Brush. I see those above ground septic tanks all over the place.
And, yeah, just seems like a gross thing, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah,
grandma's been pooping in there all day.
Just put her right in the tank. Saves the
time. Save the money. I get it.
That's right. Exactly.
We also got a call about wanting to find out where the taco eating episode was.
That's what they're looking for. Okay, the episode where you talked about
this. It's because he's doing something similar when he made this call. I'll let him explain. Here it is.
Okay.
Hey, Scoot and Boot, this is Nick in Boulder, Colorado. I had to think about that there for a second. I was just wanting to see if I could tap into the resource of the Frog Pants community here. I'm currently in my car inhaling some food, and I really want to go back and listen to that original episode where Scott talked about shoving those tacos, I think it was, in his face in the parking lot. And just want to go back to that moment. I don't know if the community knows the episode number or whatnot. But anyways, love the show, though.
Do we have any weirdos right now that love, like, absolutely know when things were said and when they happened and all that?
There was a somebody was maintaining a TMS wiki page or something that, like, had a a thing about
like episode breakdown or something.
fandom.com. Let's see here.
Is it like a per episode, like
Well, they would just like have the origination of certain memes and that sort of thing. Although
I can't here
find
we go.
It.
Oh man, they haven't updated this in a while because we have. They still have Bill Duran down as Fitness Geek.
Okay.
They got Jerry Dewey.
Ice
still.
Worm talking about video games or Veronica coming on talking about video games.
They do
games?
Actually. They got weird things with Jerry. We haven't done that in a million years. All right. Well. But that would have been around the time, though, right? It would have been around that era.
It would have been around that time. I'll bet if we hit up Jamie, I know he's not doing the mashups for the show anymore, but he was doing enough stuff at the time when he would go back and like do the history of a TMS meme, and like he would do all the audio that was around that. They were great, you know, segments.
He may have that hanging around.
He might know, just have like a spreadsheet where he kept all that stuff.
Yeah, we'll ping him. It's interesting because there is a section here called Clip Origins. And he's got timestamps for like episode 393, where the Hibernum came from. Episode 529 is where Brian famously said, "I need to step away from the mic and go throw up." 11 minutes, 20 seconds into the episode. That was early.
That was early. Yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to throw up, do it quick.
Let's see. Is there any of this? Daryl singing 1930 was episode 585. Like, there's a lot of these here, but I've done a search for taco and parking lot and there's nothing. Wow, this is cool. Who was doing this and they should keep doing it?
I don't know. Yeah. What do we need to provide to them to allow them to keep that up?
It's probably a lot of work, you know? We do shows every freaking day. Like, how do you keep up? I don't know.
But I mean, yeah, exactly. Like the Red on Air light, the honk, and the, you know, too early for a fish sandwich. Brian drives around and does it in drive-through speakers. Yeah. Like, all of these things would be great to have a place, because I know when people discover the show, we get those emails all the time, like, "Hey, where did that whole thing come in about You Can Eat Rice? What was that all about?"
Yeah, and we got to go track it down. And Jamie's, you know, not doing mashups anymore, but I think he still has like a record of that stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know,
because I'm sure people come in and be like, "Why do you guys say love the show though?" Or "What is the, why do you do the I don't like bees thing with different words?" Or "No Lieutenant Yar." Like, so many of those things that if you come in late, you come in new to the show, I'd hate for somebody to feel like too many inside jokes, I can't do it, and they leave. But this will at least give them something to.
Yeah, if anyone out there is like an enterprising young memester and wants to like do a historic preservation thing, I don't know how you wrestle the keys away from whoever started that wiki, but maybe you could add on to that or do your own thing. But even if it was just like the common memes, I can definitely see why you like it. Test the ship's phasers, chicken sandwich, all this stuff. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah,
take all of those things and put them in one place. I'll link them, or put it on the, I'll put them on the site. It doesn't have to be something somebody else maintains. I'll do it. I just don't have time to go find it all, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll see what happens. You and I were teens when Beetlejuice came out, that movie.
We were, yes. Enjoyed that movie greatly.
Yeah.
Tremendously.
It was awesome at the time. Remember seeing it, I think, twice in theaters. I was so into it. So all this time later, they're making a Beetlejuice 2, which we knew about this.
Yeah, yeah. And it was they were getting Michael Keaton back. I can't remember who else. Winona Ryder was going to play the mother of the new kid that Beetlejuice latches onto, if I remember correctly.
Right. She'll still be her character, but she'll be, you know.
Yeah, she'll be Lydia, but Lydia the mom now.
Yeah, mature mother now.
It'll just basically be Stranger Things with a laugh track. Is what this
It's a little, you know, it's like Dr. Sleep, except not a horror movie, you know?
Right.
We bring back the kids and do the thing again. Well, anyways, that's coming, and Tim Burton directing, writing, all that. So it's kind of like everybody's returning to be back into this thing, and this is some, what is this, like 40 years later? What, how many years is this? It's got to be like 38 years or 35,
something like that.
Something like that. So they're filming it in Vermont. Beetlejuice 2.
Vermont.
Yep. So your dad should go try to get a cameo, you know.
Yeah, or maybe maybe take something a la this article.
Yeah, that's true. This article will help him know what to grab.
Right, know what's left.
Yeah. They're facing a bunch of thefts. People are coming in and taking stuff as souvenirs. Souvenir hunters are taking items from the film.
It's horrible.
A lamppost with a unique pumpkin decoration and a 150-pound abstract art piece were stolen. The lamppost was wrapped and taken in a pickup truck on July 14th. While the abstract art, then that whole thing happened later. State police are investigating. The sequel to the 1988 film is being filmed in East Corinth, starring Michael Keaton, Jenna Ortega. Oh, Jenna Ortega is the new kid.
That's right. Yeah, she's Lydia's daughter.
Of course she is. Just look at the way she stares at
things.
It's the easiest
casting ever.
I worry. She's going to officially be typecast as the dour looking,
as the mopey, the new Winona.
Yeah,
right? Like basically the new. The new goth. Use this goth for all of your movies, kind of thing.
She'll go on a, what was Winona Ryder's thing where she, speaking of stealing things, didn't she do a bunch of klepto?
Oh, she did. Yes. Yeah, that like was a, that was a whole thing. Yeah.
She went through a real phase there where she was famous, but fame was fleeting, and she acted out by stealing stuff at a JCPenney or something like that.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, this place is only an hour and 15 minutes away from my my dad's place in Jericho, Vermont. So
you should hop in that electric car of his and make it happen, you know?
Exactly. He's such a bummer, right? It's like, you know, it's bad enough that these people who work on this movie can't work on it because of the strike. And of course, you know, all the other reasons.
Yeah.
But now, like, they have to come back to a ransacked set. It's so lame.
It does suck. I guess it speaks to the popularity of the original film and people's excitement, I suppose. So maybe in that way, it's okay. But it got me to thinking, and so I wanted to ask you this question.
Yeah.
If you were inclined, let's say you were a thieving dude, all right?
Yes.
You're not
yes.
one, but if you were.
I'm not. Yes, I used to be, but I'm not
you're
anymore.
Not, yeah, those are your old days.
Those are my horrible, my checkered past.
Like Winona Ryder's days, you know? She's not
exactly.
stealing anymore.
Yes, long behind her, me and Winona sharing our
yeah. She's in the past. She's in the upside down now and making a weird face at the Oscar or the Emmys and things like that.
What did I just see her? We just saw her as a tour guide in something. Oh, Haunted Mansion.
Did you saw that? Is that
we
good?
We saw the new Haunted Mansion. It's good. It's better than the Eddie Murphy thing. I have no idea why they released it in July.
I'll never understand.
And not that. In October. It does not make any sense. But my God, the kid in this movie is fantastic.
Yeah, I hear good things.
Don't know who this actor is, but
he plays the son of Ahsoka.
Of Rosario Dawson's yeah. son. She's great. I mean, the great cast and actually pretty freaking scary in parts. Like, you know, the one thing that the Muppets and the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansions didn't do was actually scary. This one has some pretty freaky scares, but Disney-level freaky scares.
So still in the PG-13 range of scares.
Still in the PG-13, maybe. God, the bride is one of the, you know, one of the ghosts, as you know, from the ride.
Right.
It's no surprise if you've been on the ride, you know.
Right.
But when you first see her, it's that weird film technique where as she's approaching you, she's doing
this with her head,
and it's like all warped and like sped up and freaky. It's like
I hate that so much.
Oh, it's so freaky disturbing. It's like, oh my God, this is a Disney movie. They're little kids watching this movie. Oh my God.
It's so unnatural and so it's tropey now because everybody does it in their horror movies.
As hell. Yeah.
But it
yeah.
still gets me every time. I can't handle that. I don't like it. Although it's better in movies than video games. When they do it in video games, I put the controller down and turn that thing off. I'm not playing that. I won't do it.
Done.
All done.
anyway, but I think it's to me, it's the best Haunted Mansion adaptation we've gotten. And I'd still say it's, I'd give it a B-.
All right.
Good.
Now, would you swipe something from that set?
Great. Owen Wilson. Oh, from that?
Yeah. Or what movie? It can be any movie.
Yeah,
a favorite movie.
Any movie, and I could steal anything?
Anything
any prop
but,
or any...
Any prop, but none. No people, just props.
Yeah. I couldn't steal a person.
No, you can't kidnap a human being. Yeah.
Jeez. Oh, my God. This is tough.
It's hard,
this
right?
This is like... Yeah, my first thought is immediately go to like one of the... you know, Star Wars or Indiana Jones.
I was thinking like,
all right, yeah. I would take that giant gong from the beginning of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yeah,
the one that that rolls out the window onto Short Round's car or something. Doesn't that thing? I know it. Indiana Jones hides behind it as it rolls across the room.
Correct. It takes a bunch of bullets, so you'd want the little belt bullet pecs in it, right? The little
yes, right, exactly. I think it breaks the window that he then jumps out of and lands in Short Round's car.
That's right. No time for love, he says to him when he gets there.
I mean, it. You know, prop wise, geez, it's like
it's hard.
It almost feels like props are too easy. Lightsabers, Captain America's shield, Thor's Mjolnir. I'd love a Mjolnir, like an actual screen used Mjolnir would be fantastic. So it feels like you can't use a prop. You'd have to use some sort of, I was kind of going by set decoration because that's what people are stealing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair enough.
Man, God, there's so many.
There's so many. It's so many. We have too many movies we like. How are we supposed to pick? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I have one, but I'm going to let you go.
Let me guess, see if I can guess what movie it's from.
Well, I can tell you this. It is technically set decoration because it's not a direct prop so much. I mean, it kind of is. It kind of is and it isn't. I'd take one of the ones that isn't. That's probably a hint.
You're talking about a steering wheel.
Yeah, I want one of them steering wheels from Mad Max Fury Road, dude.
Yeah, I figured. Yeah,
and they got the skull in the middle and the whole like weird metal treatment and all that. And they had that whole basically a Christmas tree covered in them where they went in there and like did their praise thing. And then they grab it and go get their car. I want one of those so bad.
Oh, see. All right. Well, what about the speaking of stuff like that, then the Iron Throne would be pretty kick-ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you can have something, I guess it doesn't, size doesn't matter. Just take whatever you want.
Size. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, size does matter, but that size doesn't matter.
Sorry, ladies, not in this case.
No. But yeah, the Iron Throne, which one do you want, though? The more pokey one in House of the Dragon, or you want the more easy to sit on one from...
Ooh, I like the more pokey one that they used for the prequel. That I was pretty dang cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone know if they got done with any of that before the strike happened? Because, man... I loved that first season so much. More, please.
More the wood please. Chipper from Fargo. Yeah, I'm wanting something that, like, you know, that the characters that are, that is, you look at that and you instantly know which movie it came from. Like a, like the wood chipper is like, all right, well, it's a wood chipper. And, you know, you say, oh, but by the way, it's the wood chipper from Fargo. I stole it from the set.
Good point. You'd have to have Buscemi's fake leg sticking out of it or something.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. To really sell it. So it's like, I'd want something like, I keep trying to think of like a statue from a movie that that would be a set decoration. It would be a statue that the characters somehow interacted with, and that would be the thing I'd want to.
That's a good one because statues are cool.
Statues are cool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you on this. Let's see.
I'd like the naked Susan Sarandon statue from the Rocky Horror Picture Show, please.
Nailed it.
I guess she's not naked. She's wearing garters and bra.
Yeah, she's, you know. She's basically covered, but I'm trying to think of another.
It has to also be something that would not be easy just for me to 3D print replicate.
Is there like a famous statue that like comes to life or something? Or like a, I don't know, like a.
Yeah, there have been movies where, you know, somebody's magic can turn a statue into a real thing that the main character has to fight.
Yeah, I just can't think of one. But anyway, oh, the Indiana Jones idol. You throw me the idol, I throw you the whip. That'd be a cool one, the one that was on set. Oh, Brian has it. He's already got it.
It's like, sorry, Larry Kenobi. I mean, it's basically like, why bother with the real one when I can... I want something that I don't have to tell people. Oh, it's the real, it's the one from the...
Yeah, you also don't want to be a target for...
Right,
thievery,
right,
you know,
exactly. Yes,
yeah, that's why
small, it's easily stolen. I don't want that.
I want one of those steering wheels, but I want I'll just tell people it's a replica. That's how I'll handle it. But I'll know.
Yeah,
I will know.
There you go. Yeah, you'll know personally.
Yeah, I'll know that Nux and that guy with the stitched cheeks were fighting over it. They were pulling up,
yeah,
trying to decide who was going to drive.
Could it be something that's so big I'd have to put it, like, build it into my yard instead of putting it in my house? So maybe the half-buried Statue of Liberty from Planet of the Apes and just have that in my front yard?
Shit. That's great.
People drive by and...
They would all honk and go, the Homeowners Association. Damn you all to hell! Burr, burr.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Homeowners Association drives by, damn you all to hell, Emmett! You can't have this in your yard!
I'm sorry, sir.
You dirty apes!
You can't park there. Oh, that's amazing. I like that one a lot. A giant skeleton statue? But Chad, what movie is that from? See, that's where the Han Solo and Carbonite, that would be cool.
Han Solo and Carbonite, like an actual one? Okay, now we're talking. That's a really good suggestion, Icor.
Darren says the robot, or sorry, the robot from Rocky. We have to kick you out of the chat now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's been great having you here, Dargan.
Yeah, we've enjoyed your company, but you're gone. Bye.
Hey, whatnot. Nice for him to take a break from smashing my buildings, a Monopoly Go, he writes. Not the one from Lost. Something from Lost would be really cool. What would it be like having one of the doors and door frames from like the Swan Station in Lost would be pretty cool. Having that bad. In the basement here.
Yeah, that would
like
work.
You have to go into, open the hatch to get into the basement would be really, really cool.
I like that. Any of those kinds of more set dressing, less proppy things would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to have a fake hatch in the backyard that lit up, you know, had the lights under it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like when Locke first pounded on it.
Type the number on your computer and turn off the light.
Oh, I love that. All right, that's a good one. All right, there you go.
Okay.
That's where all that led me.
That was a great question that didn't get sent in. It was just come up with by Scott.
Yeah,
we talked about everything getting stolen from Beetlejuice 2.
That's right. That's how that all worked. Now let's do the news. Whoops. I got button problems today. Hey, it's the news, and it's brought to you by
Beef Enchiladas and Kimchi.
All right, so let me ask you if this is gross or not, but Kim made homemade ground beef enchiladas. They were fantastic as usual. She's always made really great enchiladas. She has a great recipe. Everyone else is eating them like normal. They got a little sour cream maybe. They sure. A little salsa, whatever. I'm over there putting big old slabs of kimchi on it. I don't think that's that crazy, but I really like it.
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. I mean, cabbage, beef and cabbage, they go together like beef and cabbage.
That's right. Like the Irish meant them to. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No problem at all.
All right.
Whatsoever.
I don't feel bad now. I feel good now.
It sounds awesome.
It's also good for your guts, man. Eat more kimchi, everybody. It's good for your guts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good for your biome, you know?
Your biome.
This lady yelled, "Help me, Jesus!" As a snake fell out of the sky, landed on her, and then both the snake and the woman were attacked by a hawk.
Okay, so before we even get into the story, the headline makes it sound like she said, "Help me, Jesus," before all of this happened, and Jesus said, "Yeah, no, screw you.
Yeah.
I'm throwing a snake at you."
Yeah, here's a snake, and then here's a hawk after that.
And then here's a hawk.
Yeah, that's how Jesus rolled.
What order of things happened here?
It's a weird headline. I will agree with you.
It is.
ClickToHouston.com is who we blame for that.
Okay, click to Houston. If you want a Houston, make sure you click to it.
Yeah, click to Houston. I wonder if this is a sister site to some actual paper over there. Like, let's see.
The Chronicle.
Yeah, I don't think so, though.
Spent a lot of time at the Houston Chronicle.
Yeah? It was a good time?
Whole week installing software there, and then I stuck around for the training.
Well, good job. It says here, a snake fell out of the sky, landed on this lady while she was mowing her lawn. Her name, by the way, is Peggy Jones. Aren't they always?
Okay.
Bizarre incident didn't stop there. She was then attacked by a hawk. The hawk probably was going after the snake, if I had to guess, but... Anyway, Jones was on her tractor mowing their yard there in Silsby is the name of the town.
Okay.
It's near Beaumont. And she describes how suddenly the snake fell on her, wrapping around her arm. The snake that was squeezing so hard, she says, "I was waving my arms in the air, and then this hawk was swooping down, clawed at my arm over and over," explains Peggy. "I just kept saying, 'Help me, Jesus, help me, Jesus.'" The hawk eventually ripped the snake off her arm and flew away. I don't know if that means Jesus helped or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think the hawk realized, well, I'm not gonna be able to swoop this old lady away. I better take the snake.
I'll take this snake here. The hawk eventually ripped the snake off her arm, flew away with it. Jones says, or thinks the hawk came down on her at least four times trying to get the snake. She says blood was everywhere. Her husband heard the commotion and came running. "I was yelling and screaming. I didn't know what I was saying. I thought I was bit by the snake." I don't know why she has that voice.
Oh, golly.
Yeah, do you see these photos? Rough, right?
The photos, right. I wanted to see what this lady looked like and see if she does look like she smokes the meth. But that arm all bloodied up is the stuff of nightmares.
I'm only going to show the chat the wrapped arms, but just know...
I'll give people the link if they want to.
If you want to explore yourself, feel free.
Here you go. Enjoy that.
Because the other photos are, whoa, man.
And they printed that. They printed that bloody arm photo in the newspaper, too.
Oh, yeah. They're stoked about it. They're like, local story, Houston woman.
Totally. Snake's alive. Silsby woman injured after hawk dropped snake on her arm. Oh, so that does make sense, right? That the assumption is the hawk was carrying the snake, dropped it, landed on the lady. The snake is like, "Help me, Jesus. There's a hawk after me. Help me, Jesus. Protect me, lady."
Yeah, no, that's right. Because where else would that thing fall from? I assumed a tree, but now that you say it, the hawk lost its prey.
Right, and was just trying to get its food back. Yeah,
and she had the probably one in a billion chance of being right where she was.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's the part where Jesus helped you. She gave you, yeah. That was your lottery chance down the
Jesus
toilet.
Jesus kind of helped the hawk, giving the snake something to land on and to get stuck on for the hawk to not lose its food.
Yeah. Hawks are serious. They don't don't mess around. Unless they're Seahawks. They don't win ever. They even have the Seahawks anymore. Who's the... Oh, no, they still have the Seahawks. It's the Seattle... the basketball team went away.
Supersonics.
Whatever happened there? Yeah. What was the deal there? They were just like, we don't want a team anymore.
Yeah, it's this name is dumb. Let's stop being basketball.
That caught me funny, and now I can't breathe. Oh my gosh! All right, let's get to ride sharing. All right.
Oh, good. Okay.
You're familiar with it.
Be courteous and obey traffic regulations.
This is an Uber driver, though, not a Lyft driver.
Yeah.
An Uber driver stabbed. We'll get to whether Brian would do this in this situation or not. An Uber driver stabbed a couple after they vomited in her car. They full on yacked in there, according to a lawsuit. A married couple is suing Uber Technologies Incorporated, alleging a driver of the ride hailing company stabbed them. After one of the plaintiffs, not both of them, vomited in her car in the year 2022 of our Lord. The Los Angeles Superior Court filed by Lilit Hakobian.
Hakobian. What he shouts before he shoots the fireball at you in Street Fighter.
Haruken. Yep, there it is.
Exactly. Yep.
And then Chachatur Aspoyan.
Yeah.
Alleges assault and battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligence, and negligent hiring, retention, supervision, and training. The plaintiff's parents of three children seeking unspecified compensatory and punitive damages. And Uber representative did not reply to a request for comment by FoxLA.com. According to the complaint, the couple were driving home September 25th after a night out. This is last year. When Hakobian became nauseous during the trip and vomited in the vehicle's back seat. I don't know. Why they just roll the window down or something? I don't know.
Yeah, they never do. They never do.
Why do they do that? They must have been. They don't say here, but I'm sure they were drunk or something, right?
Maybe? Probably. Yeah. This is. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, who knows? Maybe they were. Maybe they had the shrimp. I don't know. The plaintiffs,
Did you have the clam chowder?
The plaintiffs apologized and offered to pay the Uber driver to clean the vehicle, but the driver instead became extremely aggressive and refused to take the pair home. Plaintiffs protested to beg the driver to take them to their destination and assured the driver they would be adequately compensated for their troubles. Instead, this lady whipped around and stabbed him. So Brian,
this is
one of your people, not one of your people.
Yeah.
It's a ride hailer, nothing to do with the, it's not even the same company, but if you had a lady yak in the back of your car, you would have said, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Can I get your information? And you wouldn't have stabbed him. Is what I'm saying.
No. Well, I would have pulled the car over, gotten to a safe place, and then I would have stabbed.
You can't stab while you're driving. That's terrible.
No, God, you're endangering yourself when you do that. trying to stab. Why stab the passenger while you're driving? Pull over, get somewhere safe, and do it.
That's what I always say to my kids. I always taught them that,
Yes. Dang it, you vomited in my car. I'm going to now make it full of blood, too.
And you haven't had this happen yet.
Nobody's
yak in your car.
In my car. Nobody has. Thank goodness. That's why I don't drive after dark. I definitely don't do late night rides.
There's probably a future though, where if you do enough rides over time,
somebody's going to be sick, and it doesn't have to be from being drunk at a bar. I could pick them up, and they could be like. I mean, I've driven Tina when she's thrown up, but she got out and threw up in a bush.
Yeah, that's how you do it. You get out there and you go in a bush. This happened the other day with Nick's girlfriend. Oh, have I not said this on the air? It's time to let everybody know.
Oh, yeah.
So they're getting married in June. All right.
Okay.
Next June.
That you announced, yeah.
Yeah. That we announced. I think we talked about. So everybody's been planning and working toward it. Seems somebody missed the old monthly scarlet letter.
And, no.
Turns out there's a baby on the way.
Wow.
Yeah.
They just just procreating like nobody's business over there in the Johnson family.
I know, right? We did not expect this. Neither did they. They weren't planning this at all. But, you know, once again, listen, kids, if you're gonna send Pedro down to Virginia, use a condom.
Exactly. Right. If you're gonna muffky fuffky, then please use protection.
Yes. Anyway, we're excited nonetheless. It's a girl, and but as a result, on the way home from Bear Lake, B had to yak because she's been really morning sick, and she stuck her head out the car because there was nowhere to pull over, and so going down the highway at a pretty good clip, she barfed, and just slathered the back of the car. Just
covered it.
And she was so embarrassed. I probably shouldn't even be telling this story, but
well, welcome to the family, B.
Yeah, welcome to the family. Half of everything you say will be public. That's just how it works.
Exactly.
Here.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Yeah.
Anyway, don't stab people is the lesson. Let's move on to this story. This is a story I don't think I believe, but apparently it's gaining steam. The two participants are saying they'll do it. I want to hear Brian's take.
I think they're jokingly saying, but okay, yeah, let's get to it.
I don't know. Who knows? The cage match is back on. Musk says Zuckerberg will fight him in a mixed martial arts battle of wits and physical prowess, and that they will live stream it on X. You know X, Brian, you're familiar.
X, yeah. Yes, as in I'm an X user of Twitter.
Yeah, X social media site. Elon Musk and Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg's cage match thing will be live streamed on Musk's Twitter. Although in response to this, Zuckerberg said, shouldn't we do this on a more reliable service so it's more appropriate for or something like that? They are talking serious smack back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, according to a post by Musk early yesterday morning, Musk says the proceeds will go to a charity for veterans. X/Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino reposted Musk's tweet with a comment where she said she is clearing her calendar. According to Zuckerberg, though, Musk has yet to confirm his availability to fight later this month. Zuckerberg says, "I'm ready today," he posted on Sunday. The cage match proposed goes back to June when the two billionaires agreed to the fight via a series of social media posts with their respective platforms. Zuckerberg with Instagram/Threads and Musk with X/Twitter. Talk of the fight has been relatively quiet since the end of June, though. As of late July, a Reuters story quoted Zuckerberg saying that he wasn't sure if the fight would come together, unquote. Here's the thing. Just a couple of days ago, Musk was like going hard on, "I'm ready, let's go, I'm blah, blah, blah," like this bunch of posts.
Yeah.
And then later said, "Well, I do have to check with my doctor. There's a neck thing and we just got to make sure." And it's like, dude... freaking get off that pot or poop, all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this, dude.
I can't think of a match where I'd like to see both contestants simultaneously knock each other out. Like, not since Bonaducci versus Barry Williams in celebrity boxing, or what was it? Tanya Harding and Paula Jones. Not since Tanya Harding versus Paula Jones have I wanted to see two people simultaneously...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I would love it. Just the combustion of both ends of this thing would be wonderful. What will probably happen if this happens, big if, okay?
Yeah.
If it does actually happen and it's real, Musk is done. There's no way he makes it through this. He claims he's 300 pounds. I don't think that's true. And he thinks size is going to give him the advantage. Zuckerberg's like a legit martial artist. That dude.
Oh, is he really? Okay,
years.
That's what I was wondering, because just on the surface I probably would have given the edge to Musk, but if Zuck has been, you know, actually has some fighting training, then I'd say
and he's got like what do you call it, which belt is it,
welterweight,
gold and silver in his jiu-jitsu. That's not belt though.
Oh, gotcha. The belt color, like what belt?
Forget what it is, but he's ripped now and just a machine, and I don't like him or anything.
Yeah.
But I think he's got the advantage. There's just no way Musk can do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw Musk on that boat. I know what's going on there.
I feel like everybody loses in this. There's no winner whatsoever.
The only winner might
be. I had to pull it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. China, the wrestler, China, fighter, China. Is she MMA or is she wrestling?
She thought she was wrestling. She used to be the... Isn't she the one that...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, right? China, yeah.
Wrestling.
That is right. Yeah, American professional wrestler, bodybuilder. Right. She took on Joey Buttafuoco. And you can't... And the two people that turned down that fight, by the way, Weird Al Yankovic and Adam Carolla. Both of them said,
"Wow,
I'm sure I'll do this in the Adam Carolla voice. I'm not going to fight a woman." There's like no, you know, there's no winning. Apparently, if you're Joey Buttafuoco, then.
Oh, Joey Buttafuoco. What a time to be alive that was.
Oh, and looks like China was a substitute, late last-minute substitute. It was going to be John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh, my gosh, the wiener guy that lost his wiener?
The wiener guy, yeah, and who had been scratched from the bout after being charged with physically abusing his wife. Jeez Louise.
Jeez.
Yeah, again, it's like there are no winners. Yeah,
nobody wins this fight.
Nobody wins, especially the viewers, especially those who have to...
Yeah.
Sign up to watch this garbage.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be dumb if they do it. And if they do it, I probably will watch this because it's that level of dumb. Yeah. Although X/Twitter has been notoriously bad about bandwidth when it comes to big events streams. They break.
Oh, so yeah, right. I remember, yeah.
I'm not sure that'll work out.
Nope. Anyway. Oh, China passed away, apparently.
She did.
People in the chat room reminding us. Yeah, she passed away in 2016, quite a while ago.
Let's see. China with a Y, right?
China with a Y.
I had no idea. She was
Joan
born?
Marie Lohrer.
She was just
born the same year as us.
Yeah, she's just our age. What happened there? She, let's see here. She was only 46 when she died. It doesn't say really when her death was. Hold on.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm curious now, but I am.
I am too. What was her?
She did porn. I didn't know that.
Oh, geez. Look at that. A movie called One Night in China.
Yep.
Jeez Louise.
Yep. Pretty good. Oh, here it is. She found dead
she
in her
starred
home.
For Vivid and as She-Hulk in their parody of the Avengers.
Initial reports stated she appeared to have died either accidental drug overdose or natural causes. Later on, let's see, her brain was donated. That's weird. It's a mix of diazepam, norazepam, oxycodone, oxyphonone, however you say that, and temazepam. It was a drug thing. That's too bad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Accidental overdose, though.
Yeah.
But also, that's a lot of pills.
That's a lot of pills. Sorry.
Sorry, China.
In peace, China. Don't let's not watch that She-Hulk, by the way.
Exactly. And I probably shouldn't. I probably shouldn't play this.
Oh, my China.
I shouldn't write that or play that.
No, you shouldn't play
that. Yeah, I won't play that. I will definitely not play that.
Yeah. Well, we'll edit this later on. We'll edit this episode, and all that talk will be about the battle between Horse Shack and Screech.
Oh, this stuff is so dumb. Who are we?
So dumb. Yeah.
Humans, man. Why are we so dumb? All right. Final thing. This is kind of a bummer. Warning. We got a story about this.
Diarrhea.
Oh, no.
57 swimmers fell sick and all got the diarrhea at a world triathlon championship in Sutherland. I don't know where this is. Sutherland.
Championship.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. This is about, 2,000 people participated in the weekend's event. They say there may have been food poisoning. Let's see. Environmental
I bet
agency.
It was just the lead swimmer.
Might have been. Oh, E. coli. Yeah. So it was a bacterial infection.
A little water. Oh, God.
British Triathlon, governing body of triathlons, Great Britain, blah, blah, blah. The point is a bunch of people went, didn't expect this to happen, and boom, went the dynamite. Mm-hmm. That's a bummer.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, when you go to a thing, you're supposed to compete, and then the food's got shit in it. Come on. You guys.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it really sucks. Look, I had no water while I was sick, but this is even worse. You're competing for medals and, you know, it's your athletic career and everything.
Ugh.
Yeah. Swimming centipede. Oh, biochem.
Yeah. See, that's a race where you want to be in the lead. You want to be in front of the group. The group of swearers.
All those human centipede movies. I have seen one human centipede movie.
I have not seen any of the human centipede movies.
Gonna recommend against it.
Yeah, even for film sec, like not not even good for film sec.
Good for film sec. They're like the first one in particular is that's all I've seen. I didn't see the follow-up.
Uncle Fish.
Because when I first saw it, I thought, well, what's the big deal about this? Can't be that big a deal. It's just as gross as you think it is.
Yeah, no, it's I feel like I watched it just because I watched the Tosh.0 play-by-play of like an 8-minute description of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of
start to finish.
You kind of got it there. You got enough of it there, I think.
Yeah.
And then that amazing South Park episode is really great, and I don't want to live in a world where the source material didn't exist.
The cuttlefish.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, Kyle. I shouldn't have had the cuttlefish. Poor Kyle in the middle. Oh,
poor Kyle.
Anyway, that was before Steve Jobs died. I think it was like 2010, something like that.
Was he part of that episode? I don't remember.
They made a character of him. Yeah, it wasn't really him.
Did they? Okay.
Yeah, because he was making the human Sentai pad.
And that's right. Okay, was that was the right. He agreed to do it because he didn't read the terms and conditions.
Exactly.
That's how he ended up in that thing. Right.
Exactly.
He
just
clicked through. You didn't read the terms and conditions?
So then Stan and I don't know who else, so they all went to the geniuses to try to work it out. And the geniuses had to like talk to orbs and do a weird dance. And it was great.
I need to rewatch that one.
It is a legit funny episode. And it's the episode they were making during that 6 days to air thing or 4 days to air.
Right. Oh, God. What an episode to pick for that.
I know, right?
Perfect. Perfect.
Oh, the cuttlefish. That's going to do it for today's news. You've been fulfilled with news, everyone. I hope you appreciate it. We work hard here on the news, obviously, clearly. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, TV's Travis will be with us today. We're going to do a new monthly with him where he did it last, did it not too long ago, where he played a little quiz game with us, and we're going to do it again. So look forward to that after this song break. Brian, why don't you tell me what that is?
Oh, it's been a while since we played some good old hip hop as part of the Indie in the Middle, and I love this. This is so good. This is a track from the new album called Struggler. It comes out from Genesis Owusu, which comes out August 18th. This is, I think we're personally, I think we're about to watch the rise of another kind of hip hop genius. He was born in Ghana, raised in Australia. He actually has a journalism degree. Who else? Let's see. There's a concept album. The Struggler is a concept album that centers on the existential search for purpose in an increasingly absurd world. Well, I think that's 90% of prog rock concept albums anyway. And was partially inspired by his reading of works by philosophers like Albert Camus, novelists like Franz Kafka, and theater plays like Samuel Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Holy mackerel, this guy, what a pedigree. He's been in The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, performed at Splendor in the Grass. Let's get to it. Here's the song Tied Up by Genesis Owusu.
My feelings start to wobble when I stare at the doves. I'm fighting through life, I have no boxing gloves. I punch my way through hell, what other choice can I choose? The puppet strings tug from my head to my toes. I said the world is getting salty, that's the way that it goes. It's Sodom and Gomorrah, Vogue, strike a pose. My way through demons, mama told me give them hell. Dancing in the darkness, I'm the boy inside the well. Grab for any piece of my part. Stab, 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 there goes the beat of my heart. Pump that thing right back, cause then what else can I do? I can wait here for Godot or pick
my legs up and move. They only let me whimper when I'm crying to a groove. It's a wild west, baby, life's a saloon.
Liked Freddy. He was very polite. For example, if he had food in his mouth when someone talked to him, he always took time to chew the food with his mouth closed and swallow before he answered.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Brian, tell me about this Renaissance man, musician, rapper again, please.
Yeah, that's Genesis Owusu from his upcoming album, Struggler, which comes out this month on the 18th. That is the song Tied Up! Exclamation point.
Wow. That's not where you want to be. Well, maybe you do. I don't want to. I'm not here to kink shame. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you do.
I heard an interview with a rapper called Jay. Oh, what's his name? Hold on. You got to hear about this.
Jay Diggy.
It was on, it was part of Theo Von's podcast, and it was, where is his name? Can I see archived? Show me archived. Here it is. YG. I've not heard of him. I'm sure he's big in lots of circles. Some California dude, big deal, name's YG. Anyway, okay. It was the most difficult podcast I've ever heard because he's... You know people that are, know what I'm saying, everywhere, every sentence where they say, know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Every sentence was, know what I'm saying. Every time. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? And then said this to this, know what I'm saying? This, know what I'm saying?
It feels like Vern. Hey, know what I mean, Vern?
Oh, it was killing me. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm sure he's a fine rapper, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fine rapper.
Rapier. All right, who's coming in here?
Ooh, we got ourselves a TV's Travis is what we got.
That's right. He's coming in here all guns blazing.
Time for us.
That big old beard of his. He's like really tall.
The most soothing, intimidating when you see him, but soothing when you hear him talk.
That's right. I don't really have a good thing for him yet, so I'm going to just make one up. How about this, right?
I try to be, Brian. I try to be.
You do try to be. I think you succeed at it pretty well. Okay, how about this?
Oh, shit.
No, that's not good. Perfect. You know what? We'll take it, though.
That's exactly how I feel about it.
We'll take it for now. I got to work on a real one. But TV's Travis is joining us. This is now going to be a monthly event where he comes in here with his cool tricks and tries to trick us. We had a really good time last time, so why the heck not? Travis, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for bringing me back. I had fun last time, so yeah. And I have little 3D printed gifts for our Tadpoolers, who you are going to be playing for.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. I forgot that we're playing for people.
Everybody's 3D printing except me these days, it sounds like. I need to get on that, I suppose. It sounds like work.
Here's my latest 3D print right here.
Oh, what do you got here? Hold on. Ooh. Let me zoom in.
A little square.
Yeah.
That's just 3D printed with two colors, and it's a test car, a test chip for a thing called HueForge, where you can actually make not photorealistic, but very cool little photo things, just printing with multiple colors and doing micron thick layers of color.
Oh, reproducing a photo so that it's like a, there's a word for this when you used to hand do it.
Not lithography, but something
like that, kind of like a lithograph.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
It's really cool. So I'm excited to do my first real one, hopefully this week.
And that's just filament style?
Just filament, yeah. It's basically a black filament and then tan filament sitting on top of it. And it's this is just so you can tell, like, all right, 20%, 40%, 60%, 80%.
Oh, right. Okay.
I can see the see the gradation.
Gradation, yeah.
That's cool.
Cool.
You
I have not messed with any of that yet.
Well, let's mess with us, and let's try to win some prizes for some people. I would love that. So, Travis, take it away. What do we got this week?
So we're going to be playing our favorite quiz, or my favorite quiz anyway, which is Name That Thing, because I'm terrible at naming stuff. Right. So it's going to be pitting Scott and Brian against each other. You're gonna get a topic and then bet on how many clues you need in order to answer the question.
All right.
The fewer clues you use, the more points you get. So it's pretty simple. We're going to start off with a movie. Okay. We're going to start with a 90s movie. That's going to be...
90s movie. Okay.
Yes. And last time we started with...
We're bidding on actors in this movie?
We're bidding on, yes, cast members of this movie, 90s cast movie. Okay. Last time we started with Scott, so we're going to start with Brian. You get the first bet. Okay. All
right. I will start the bid at six... performers.
All right, six cast members. Scott, over to you. Do you think you can do it in fewer? 90s movie.
I think I can do it in four.
Four. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Brian, one last shot for you.
I can do it in three.
Three. Okay. So Brian gets three cast members in order to give the title of this 90s movie. Mm-hmm. Here are your cast members. Ed Harris, Tony Todd, and David Morse.
Shit.
Ooh, okay.
That is not
I like all three of those actors.
Same. Mm-hmm. They're all awesome.
Ed Harris.
Didn't Tony know they were together Todd, in something.
David Morse. Well, I think of Ed Harris, I think of The Abyss, but I can't picture either of those other two actors in The Abyss.
I think The Abyss was 1989 anyway.
Oh, that's true. Not a 1990s film. So there you go. There's that. That's ruled out anyway.
Yep.
Ed Harris, Tony Todd.
Oh,
David Morse.
Oh, shit.
Scott apparently just figured out. So he's got the steal if I whiff.
I think.
Is it The Truman Show?
No, it is not The Truman Show. Okay. So we will go to Scott for a steal.
This is the 1994 Michael Bay classic, The Rock.
Oh, of course.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know what threw me was Tony Todd at first, because I forgot he was one of the thuggy followers of... He was the one that was going to turn on Ed Harris toward the end of it. Mm-hmm. But Ed Harris and David Morse are two of the... Oh, they're so good in it. I want to watch The Rock right now, but as soon as it clicked, so there you go.
Well done. Good job. Boy, that's right into one of your favorites, so well done.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, I like mentioning Tony Todd in that movie because you forget about him in there.
Totally forgot, yeah.
I also, had you gone with four, by the way, your next one would have been John C. McGinley. So
that would have probably helped. That would have helped a little.
Would not have helped me whatsoever. Wouldn't have been any help until you got to Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, if you said Nick Cage who's the old guy? Womack, I knew which was you, Womack. What's wrong with me? Sean Connery, if you'd have gotten to Sean Connery.
Oh, Connery, of course, yes.
Right. Got there eventually.
Yeah. Womack. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Womack. I love John Spencer.
He's so great. Good, man. He died too early. That guy was his loss was a big one. I hated that.
Okay, round two. We're going with a TV series, and I'm going to give you characters from this TV series. Now, it is a TV series that ran for 100 episodes.
Okay, and good run. That's pretty good.
I will tell you that it began in 2008.
That's right. They
That's
do.
All you're getting.
The 100 is the syndication.
It is the line in the sand. Yeah, if you can make it to 100 episodes, your show can be syndicated.
I love that. All right.
So it's TV series. So we're going to start with Scott on the bidding. How many characters from this show do you think you will need?
2008. Boy. Did you say what genre this was or no?
I did not.
Okay. I'm going to go with... I can do it in five.
Five? Mm-hmm. All right. Brian, to you.
I'll take four.
Four. All right, Scott, do you want to call or let Brian go for four?
Shit. I don't think I can do three. Let's name that show, Brian. I want to see if you can do it. Okay.
All right. Four characters.
All right. Four characters. G- Here are your characters.
Exclamation point.
Ah! Damn it.
All right. We have Philip Broyles.
Broyles.
Astrid Farnsworth.
I don't know what that would be at all. Who are these people?
Dr. William Bell.
Oh, okay.
You know what this
and
is.
And Nina Sharp.
That would be the TV show Fringe.
Correct.
Damn it. Yeah. Frick. None of
Bell,
those
Dr.
people.
Bell was, what's his face from Lord of the Rings?
Oh, set himself on fire and jumped off the edge.
Yes, yes.
Actually, no, that's Dr. Oh. Walter Bishop.
Oh,
Dr. Bell
was
played
William
by Leonard Nimoy.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes, yeah. Nimoy, right.
Damn it.
And Nina Sharp was that woman that, God, we like her in everything, but she always plays those redhead, short hair. Yeah.
Yep.
Damn it. That was a good one, Brian. You nailed it.
That was a fun show, by the way.
That was a fun show. It was really,
no,
really good.
Fringe was one of those. Fringe also ended too soon because networks don't know what to do with good shows. They just end them because they don't make enough money. But that was one of those shows. And had that been like Netflix 2015, that show would have gone.
It might have gone longer.
Like
two
more
seasons.
It had
a weird last season, too. They did a time jump
they spent
in the last
all their
season.
Time. They did. Yeah. They spent all their time in the other universe. But, man, I love seeing Anna Torv in anything. And,
she's awesome, dude.
She is.
Please
come and out. It was
one of those
show.
Like, she's like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. And it's like, what? She has an Australian accent? Damn it!
There was some rumor last week, or maybe earlier, that they are maybe going to get Mindhunter season 3 happening. After saying it wasn't going to happen, now they're saying maybe it will happen. I need my Bill Tench closure. I need more Anna Torv.
We need the BTK killer.
Yeah, we need to know how that went down. I guess we do, but still, I want to see it.
Yeah, exactly. Want to see it represented. Yeah,
son of a bee, dude. All right. Anyway,
more of the king of
the king of England, right? Or the king of France? England. No, England. I guess. Yeah,
he's the king of England. Yeah. More of him.
He was great. All right.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Round three. Score is currently Scott 3, Brian 2.
All right.
Round three is going to be a band, and I'm going to give you song titles from this band.
Shit. Brian's going to win.
And we're going to start with Brian. How many song titles do you think you'll need?
Do I go? Do I just go aggressive to start? Did you say what decade, or you didn't, did you? Just a band.
I did not.
Okay. All right. Because that really would define it for me, like where I go. I'm going to go, I'm going to draw a line in the sand. Three song titles.
Three song titles.
Oh,
all right.
Oh, shite. I'll say two.
Throwing
I'll
down
do it,
the gauntlet.
You know what? I'll do it in two because I don't want to give him he'll get a win if he gets this. I'll say two.
All right. Scott says two, Brian.
Scott, name that band.
All right.
Okay.
Shit.
Here are your titles.
I'm screwed.
Love Song.
Okay.
Beautiful Disaster.
Oh, hold on. Love Song and Beautiful
Disaster.
I thought
Disaster. I had it from the first one, but then the second one.
Make it work.
Yeah, you didn't say, even like you told Brian, you didn't give us a time era or any of that.
I did not.
Oh, I got it. Jeez. Yeah. Okay.
Why do I know those names? the guy Edison hated. What's wrong with me? Tesla, the band Tesla. No?
Tesla is incorrect.
They have a song called Love Song. That's not them?
Yeah.
Nope.
Shit.
But, so does The Cure, and it's not them either. I believe you're talking about the band 311.
In fact, I am. 311 is correct.
Damn it. Brian.
Yeah. If I would have done the one song, I would have just gotten Love Song, right? And there's no way. Yep. I would have immediately gone to The Cure and gotten it wrong.
Oh, well done.
That was by design. By the way, the third song was going to be Scott's favorite phrase, which is, what the?
Oh. Not, no Amber, huh?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. No, like, Amber's too easy.
And I love that band. I love 311. Yeah. Their newer stuff's great. You know, that was almost not, I'm not going to call it a cheat, but didn't Brian, didn't you just start
listening
to these guys?
We just did 311 for Soundography.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you did that just recently.
Yeah. That's all right.
It totally counts. You
know,
it's totally
know,
fun.
You never know when these things are going to come up.
No, and yeah, I've been listening to them anyway, so it all washes out. Yeah, those are good obscure ones, though. Well, that means Brian wins by, like, what, 2 points or something?
Brian wins. I have one more category I want to do.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do
I want to do our round four.
Let's do it.
Because this one's fun for me. This is going to be an actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you're going to have to guess by characters that they've played.
So not movies or TV shows, but characters they've played. I like this. All right.
Characters that this actor has played. We're going to start with Scott.
Okay.
How many characters are you going to need to name this actor?
At least 8 characters and a symbol.
I'll say four. Let's do four.
Four. Okay. All right. Ooh. Brian?
I'll try 3.
Okay. 3.
Yeah.
Scott, what do you think? Yeah. Can you do it in fewer, do you think? You feeling lucky?
I'm pretty good at this part. This category feels like one for me, so I'm going to say I'll do it in 2.
You'll do it in 2. All right. 2. Here are your characters this actor has played. Superman.
Okay.
Memphis Reigns.
Is this movies or TV also, or just movies?
Just characters that they have played.
Memphis Reigns. Wait. Is this the... this is a trick.
Mm.
Hold on a second.
Feels like it.
Is it?
I know it's a trick because Memphis Reigns, I know this. The second movie my dad saw, or the second to last movie my dad saw before he died. This is how I remember things. I get all weird about life things. Mm-hmm. So the last movie he saw before he died, the night before, was Chicken Run. But the week before that was Gone in 60 Seconds. So the trick here is, I think Memphis Reigns was Nicolas Cage's character. Mm-hmm. And he played Superman, but only technically in a cameo in this little thing that came out recently. So I'm going to say Nicolas Cage and hope I'm right.
You are correct.
Very good.
It was Nicolas Cage. Now, here's the thing. He did play Superman in The Flash, as you mentioned, and it's not giving much away there. It's a cameo. Yeah. However, he also played Superman in Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
He was the voice of Superman in that.
Yeah.
I forgot did that. So it counts either way, though, right?
Yeah, if he hadn't had a speaking role in Teen Titan Go to the Movies, I would have used something else. I had some other characters like Yuri Orlov.
Oh, yeah, I may have gotten that.
Oh, yeah.
May have gotten that.
Ben Gates.
What was Ben Gates?
Another one of his.
What's Ben Gates?
Ben Gates was National Treasure.
National Treasure. No. Oh, of course it was National Treasure, yeah.
Yeah, National Treasure.
Benjamin Franklin Gates or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, wow. And Johnny Blaze was another one.
Oh, wow.
That would have been a seal of the deal.
Cameron Poe.
I want to say Poe Dameron, but Cameron Poe.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yep. Cameron Poe.
I could have gone with that. I could have gone with Caster Troy as another great one.
I'm Caster Troy.
Face off. Yeah.
I use that as my fantasy football team name now, is Podcaster Troy.
That's great. What was his name in Pig? You have a name in Pig?
Oh, I don't remember it now.
Chef something. Chef
that was
Boy
such
RD.
A good movie.
Chef Boy RD. No, it's,
you know,
let's see. I can tell you right
Nick
now.
Nick Cage John is
Wickerman.
A treasure.
I love it, Icor. Yes, John Wickerman.
Rob. His name is Rob in that movie, in the Pig movie. I still haven't
bees.
Seen
Pig. Oh, no, not the bees. I'm John Wickerman. Don't put this past me. Bees
John
in
Wickerman.
If you haven't seen Pig, though, that movie is really good.
I keep hearing that. I just need to see it. I'm sure
it is such a departure, and I need to see Mandy because I hear that movie is just
I love Mandy.
Mandy is a trip.
Mandy is big trip. If you don't like trips, don't see it. But if you want to be trippy, You'll like it.
So, I mean, Nick Cage is a treasure, and it's August. I spend every August on my show, Haven't Seen, just doing Nick Cage movies.
Nice.
I don't know why August, like the first year of the show, I just decided this would be a fun thing to do. So I've covered like 20 something of his movies at this point, I think.
Well, two small things. First of all, when you call him a treasure, would you call him a national treasure? Number one. Number two,
he's an international
treasure.
Number
two, if you haven't seen National Treasure 2 out there, anyone listening, there's a scene where Ed Harris, speaking of Ed Harris, is looking at a newspaper and talking to Nick Cage. And on that newspaper, you will find a link to my comic strip and a drawing of mine on there. And the reason you'll find is because a guy who worked for the effects company that was contracted by that movie listened to our shows and read my comic for years and all that, and he snuck it in. So that's still in there. They haven't removed it. Awesome. So if you ever want to, there's a little myextralife.com on there, and there's a little like thing. You can go find that if you watch two, I think it's two, not three, but two. Anyway, so that was fun to talk about. So who won? Who's our big winner out there? Not us, but the winner at home who we played for, Travis. Who gets the goods?
Who did we play for? Yeah.
Well, as soon as Brian gives me some names, I'll know.
Oh, you need me to give you names. I'm sorry. I'll give you names.
He has the
names here. I don't have.
I forgot that you get them from my spreadsheet. Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we've only done this once, people.
Yeah.
You could always put them in the show notes for TMS because I actually still have access to that file.
Do? Okay. Oh, do you?
All right.
No, all right. Cool.
I do. All right, I see it all the time, and I have to tell you, the temptation to go in there and just like
mess with it,
typo some things, and mess with some stuff is really high.
Yeah.
Put a really long foreign name in there at some point. Yeah. All right. I'm going to ask each of you to give me a number between 1 and 559, and I'll tell you who's going to get these prizes.
38. Cool.
38. Scott picks 38. That person is dun dun dun. Larry Fryer in Hoosick Falls, New York.
Nice.
You're getting that, and I will copy and paste this information into our discussion.
Okay.
That's who Scott's playing for.
All right. And the other number I'll give is 273.
Okay. Hold on, let me mark this one as used because that's what I do. All right. 272, you said?
Yes.
Okay. 272 is J.R. Wolf in Troy, Ohio.
Oh.
All right.
I feel like we've seen that name somewhere before.
J.R., yeah. Well, shoot him some prizes.
Yeah, don't shoot him, though.
Then you can say you shot J.R. some prizes.
Oh, I see what you did. I like that. Yeah.
There you go, and there's his email address there as well.
Excellent. Hey, Travis, that was a blast. I can't wait to do this again. In one Earth month, we'll be doing this with you one more time.
Yeah, it's fun. I love this. This is a great game.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Awesome.
I like the betting games. They're good.
Yeah. All right. I'll be ready in one standard Earth month.
Yeah, and I'll get you a real. I'm going to make you a real intro thing, not just some random clip. It'll be real next time. So look for that.
All right.
Exactly.
Bye now. Go color your beard blue.
So I sort the spreadsheet by email address.
Yeah.
And then I cross sort it again by name.
Yeah.
And that way I can see if, you know, we've given a prize to somebody, but they went back in and re-added themselves. Two people, John R. in Zeeland, Michigan, has entered his name 5 times into the spreadsheet
Whoa.
Over the course of a year and a half. And we've never picked him, even with that thinking he's stacking the deck.
Yeah.
And Jose Perez in Miami, also stacking the deck. And here's me deleting all your extras.
Aww.
So you've got just as much chance as anyone else, you people.
Sneaky bastards.
Yeah, we, there's no stacking the deck. Oh, somebody named Cleo in Kansas City has 3 entries in this spreadsheet.
Hmm.
Huh. All right.
Interesting.
Yep. Clear delete.
Yeah. Cleo. Come on.
Can you believe these people? A person named Cleo doing that.
Amazing.
Yes.
Don't try to trick us. Also, Perez.
Michael in Edmonton.
Oh,
3 entries, Michael from Edmonton.
Oh, you Canadians even getting in on this.
Shame on you. Shame.
For shame. You mentioned the name Perez. I just wanted to say I didn't expect Rosie Perez to be as good as she is in your honor. I didn't expect that.
Oh, right. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's awesome.
For me, she's always been just sort of the smack-talking Puerto Rican in movies where they need one. And that's her job. And so you watch White Men Can't Jump, and you get a very sassy Rosie Perez, and that's her job. In this, she is so much different, and I love her role. She's so good.
She's great. She is great. Yeah.
This season, I don't want it to end, dude.
And her playing, not really both sides, but her, I mean, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. Like, she's, how do I even describe it? Like, she's not strictly by the letter of the law.
Yeah.
But in some way she is. Like, I don't know. She's a very cool, interesting character. I do not want that show to end, and it's kind of in like three episodes, so yeah. I'm going to have to deal with it.
BioCal says, I don't know, Jose Perez is a fairly common name. Yeah, but I don't think all the Jose Perez's in Miami have the same exact email address, BioCal.
Yeah, we do have indicators
that
of
is,
other... Yeah.
That is one other factor that seems to be repeated through all of those.
Yeah, the unique identifier is not their name so much as it is their email. Right.
And if you do want to add your name to the spreadsheet, jump into frogpants.com/TMS, and you can add your name once to that email spreadsheet. And
I mean, you can do it more than once, but it ain't gonna help you. It's not gonna help you.
You might win a prize for half asses, and you might win a prize in guess the thing. Is that what he called it? Guess the thing. Name that thing.
Yeah, I need to write that name down because I want to make a theme.
We need a theme for name that thing.
Name that thing, Travis. All right.
Bonus points if you somehow use dude from. The dude from the first Fantastic Four, not the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie, although maybe you get bonus points for that one too, but I was thinking the dude from The Wire.
The Commish.
It was the Commish. That was the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, no, it's not
the
Commish.
Yeah, the Commish guy. But also you're thinking of the Shield, and his name is Michael. Michael Chiklis. There it is.
Michael Chiklis. Yeah, bonus points if you use Michael Chiklis in your name that thing.
Kind of tempted to watch that Shield again. I love The Shield. The Shield
I've been enjoying
awesome.
My rewatch of Taxi. Did I already talk about the guy who was in the first season that just completely disappeared?
Yeah, he's like Richie Cunningham's brother in Happy Days.
In episode one of Happy Days. Yeah. Never to be mentioned again.
Yep, yes. Never talk about that guy ever again.
Oh my God, I will say one of the funniest sitcom moments of any time period is Taxi, and it's Reverend Jim taking his driving test, and he's whispering over to Bobby, what does a yellow light mean? And Bobby says, slow down. What does a yellow
see, that's good stuff.
It is the best, like, one of the funniest damn moments in sitcom history. I love that.
Yeah, that's great. I feel bad for Bobby.
Genius.
Though.
Friggin' Christopher Lloyd. Genius. Oh, yeah. Poor Jeff Conaway.
Yeah, that guy had a rough one. Well, there you go, everybody. We're done. Reminder, today at 2 p.m., I'm doing a Frog Pants prize party stream, which is 2 p.m. Today, Mountain Time. And in there, I'll be giving away all bunch of stuff. So the whole idea is here. We have this sort of warehouse back in Virginia, plus we have stuff here. And it's just, we've gotten to a point where we got a bunch of stuff we're never going to need again, and we want to give some of it away. Some hats, and there's some mouse mats, and there's a whole litany of things, and along with some stickers and prints and all the usual fare. So at 2, I'm going to crank up that stream. Anybody in the chat room will be here. We're going to do it through the text line, actually. We're going to do it like, text the word BARP to this number, and you could win the... So we're going to just have a whole little fun with that. It'll probably take less than an hour. And we'll give away a ton of stuff. There's even a code that will be for the store for a couple of days. It'll get you 20% off stuff. So anyway, just a cool, fun thing. And this stuff will all be free. Some of it can be international. Some of it can't.
There are some things we're not legally allowed to send to other countries.
Yes, absolutely.
I've not even looked at my morning stream, TMS Vegas. It just dawned on me that I've got this awesome... look at that.
Look at that, right?
I signed a couple of those.
Yeah. I'd sign a bunch of those as well. Yeah, Carter did that.
Carter, that's great.
Wow. Yeah, I love that.
And then Pencilhead.
Pencilhead.
Oh, son of Pencilhead.
Yeah, that was my... We were both supposed to do something kind of not serious, but something less goofy, and that was mine, and hers was the guy riding on the ground. I think she won.
If we remember, I will contribute... I will draw something for TMS Vegas 2024. If we remember to
to loop it in
there? To do it. Yeah.
Here, I'll write it down right now. I have a list.
It'll be shitty compared to what you and Carter produce, but...
What do you got? What is it?
I don't know. I'll come up with it between now and then.
All right.
It'll be something Vegas-y related. It'll be... here's what it'll be. I'll predict it right now. It is the monster from the first issue of Fantastic Four coming out of the Bellagio fountains.
Yeah.
And the Wayne Newton is going to be flying around out of his grasp. It's a little bit.
That's
Steve Wynn.
This will be
his clutches.
This would be like a you're going to draw this? What are you going to do?
Yeah, hell yes, I'm going to draw it. I'm an Ortiz.
No, I know. That's why I'm so excited. You don't do it enough. I love this.
No, I'll absolutely draw something.
I'm excited. All right, I'm putting it in here. It's happening. Someone will get some original Ibit art.
That's right. Original cover Ibit cover art.
Cover Ibit art.
It's a cover of a Fantastic Four comic book issue.
Perfect.
I'm working on it right now. That sounds fun.
It does sound fun. I love it.
Actually, I just came up with it right now. So.
All right. Then that's great. Wayne Newton, of all people. I love it.
Wayne Newton. I was trying to think of, like, I could do Vegas Vicky or Vegas Vic could be also. Yeah.
You could get Elvis in there if you wanted. You could do whatever.
Oh, now we're talking. Elvis and Chris. Ain't not a Chris Angel.
Chris Angel.
Is it Chris Angel?
Isn't it the one?
The magician down there?
Yeah, the street one that everyone hates. Or that all the magicians hate, I should say.
People. Mind freak dude. That's what I'm thinking of. Him. Yeah. Or maybe Penn and Teller.
Yeah, you could totally.
Maybe it's all magicians. It's all Vegas magicians, like, flying around and getting. I love it.
I love it. It's great. And there will be some. I did find
Carrot Top.
Some extra challenge coins I can ship today. There's all kinds of cool stuff. So 2:00, be there for the stream, 2 p.m. Mountain Time. That'll be at frogpants.tv. And for all those here in the chat, you guys have heard it first, so make sure you're there. Cool. All right, that is it for the show. We are at patreon.com/TMS. That is the fuel as to which our engine runs. If we don't have it, we don't have it. So please hop over there now and get your commercial-free feeds, your pre-show every day, your couch parties on the weekend, your art in the mail, your monthly play dates. All the fun stuff we do with patrons can be yours for as low as $1 a month. So go check it out. That's over at patreon.com/TMS. Brian, let's take them out with a song. Do you have a little something here?
Take them out. All right. Yeah. Jeff B., a.k.a. Keg Tapper.
Whoa. Jeff Bezos has wrote in. Whoa.
Exactly. Oh, can we see the grudge match? Can he be part of this whole grudge match thing?
I have a feeling he would rock them both. He is wrecked. He is ripped.
He's weirdly ripped like Hank Azaria. Yeah. That weird.
I don't think I like it.
Something about Polly movie. Anyway, hey, CX and Broadsword? CX. S-E-A-X?
Sure. CX. I have no idea what that is, but sure. Why not?
All right, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. Yeah. Today, I turn 57.
Whoa.
Let's party.
That's a ripe old age. Nice job.
Yeah, technically tomorrow. So tomorrow he turns 57, but we've got another request for tomorrow as well. I'd like to celebrate it by hearing a cover of Northwest Passage performed by the Canadian band Unleash the Archers. I tried to get it in his request for June for my oldest son's birthday, but the month was full. My oldest introduced me to the Archers a few years ago, and we road tripped to Atlanta to see them. He was a listener for years, but life got busy and he fell away. Now he's back, and it would be a great gift to play this song for both of us. Love the snow, though. Signed, Jeff.
Nice.
Well, okay, Jeff. Keg Tapper. This is really good. We've played this on the show before, but I have no problems playing it again. It's a cover of I don't have it in my list as to who did the original Northwest Passage. It's probably like one of those weird Canadian bands. Anyway, Northwest Passage performed by Unleash the Archers from a single they released in 2019.
Nice. That'll do it for us. We'll be back tomorrow with a new show, recommendals and all that stuff. Thursday's still a little bit on the hook because we don't know about my jury stuff yet, but we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Just don't know yet. I'm hoping against hope they don't use me. And then
I think it's good. Stan Rogers, by the way, is the artist who did Northwest Passage. I hope you get it because I feel like it would be great content, and I hope it doesn't go very long. I hope it's you get picked and that it's a one day deal.
Yeah, somebody left a trike on someone's lawn too long. I recommend that we call him guilty and I get the F out. Like, that's what I want.
Perfect.
Yes. But then I have the experience and we can talk about it. That is exactly what I would like. My little worry is on Thursday I'm going to get on this WebEx call and they're going to hear really good sound out of my professional microphone.
Oh, you think that's it? Like, they're going to be, well, we don't like juror number four, but he does have good audio equipment.
Yeah, he sure sounds good, and his camera looks amazing. Maybe he should come in here and be on this.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So we'll here's what you do. Take a laptop to the jankiest low-light room in your house. And have every other computer in the house downloading a movie from Netflix and then get onto your
Zoom. Then get on the room mic, you know, and
yes,
all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. This is not a bad
idea. Turn up the game.
Yes, I
I think I could be partial. I don't like Jewish people.
Could I finish what we started?
Anyway, we'll see how it goes. In the meantime, here's that song Brian mentioned. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait, 'tis there it was said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. Take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began. Watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain.
Frogpants.com.
I've tasted his flesh.
Ew.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.